Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul wrote, "I know the one in whom I trust, and I'm sure that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him until the day of his return." Security is a big issue in our society. Billions of pounds are spent each year in an attempt to keep things safe. Nothing could make it clearer that, sadly, we live with a massive level of insecurity. I've only once lived in a house which had its own safe. It was so heavy that we never attempted to move it, but we were very grateful to have it because it was the best place to protect chocolate biscuits when our children were young. We didn't have anything more valuable to put inside it, and I often imagine with glee the disappointment of anyone who tried to break into it with an oxyacetylene torch. Paul knew that there was no security issue more important than his salvation, and in today's verse, he celebrates God's total reliability. God was able to keep Paul absolutely safe until Jesus returned or called him to himself. In a world that's full of insecurities, we all need to be sure that our salvation is secure. We can't just sit back and let God get on with the job of guarding us. We have our part to play as well. Two verses later, he tells Timothy to guard carefully the precious truth that God has entrusted to him through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can be confident of God's ability to keep us safe, but we need to look after the treasure that's been given to us. It's clear from this verse that Paul's security lay not in certain facts or doctrines, but in knowing a person. He had a living and intimate relationship with Jesus, and because he knew what he was like, he could be absolutely confident about the future. I hope with all my heart that you also know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, and that, as a result, you are able to look to the future with complete confidence. So let me ask you the crucial question. Are you confident about God's ability to keep you safe? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we're able to place our lives and our futures entirely in your hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.